mindful friends of the Western Slope. Welcome to Mindful Moments on KVNF, a weekly opportunity for you to pause, find stillness, and look inward, leading to a better understanding of self and of the world around you. I'm your host, Erin Easton. Today, we're going to be exploring how we can mindfully change old habits that no longer serve us. As most of us probably know, changing a habit is not as easy as simply deciding we would like to do it. No matter how many times we say we want to stop doing one thing or start doing another, it seems to never happen. This has a lot to do with our neurophysiology, or the layout of our mind. The mind is designed to be efficient, meaning that once it has developed a pathway that works, it will continue using that pathway over and over, because it doesn't have to put any cognitive effort into thinking it over. Even harmful habits were created to serve us at one point, and the mind will hold on to them because it likes to do what it knows. When we ask it to start taking a new path, it resists, because now, instead of taking the nicely worn path, it has to forge a new one, which takes effort. So when we want our brain to start taking a new path, we have to intentionally create one for it, and then continuously make an effort to use it over and over again. This means consciously making the choice to engage in that new habit every day. We can make that choice by being aware of the benefits that new habit will generate and remembering that the short-term effort to forge a new path will be worth the long-term positive change. We can practice creating new healthy habits together now. You can find a still and quiet place and close your eyes if you are able. Turn your attention inward. You can follow your breath back into your body, allowing yourself to arrive in the stillness and arriving in a place of peace and acceptance and compassion. When we explore old habits, we do so in non-judgment. There's no guilt, no shame, no condemnation. We simply look with a curious and open mind. So you can begin to explore now a habit that no longer serves you, that you would like to let go of. Notice the effects of this habit on your mental, physical, and spiritual well-being. How does it make you feel? In the long term, is it really serving you? And how may it be harming your life? Now, switch your attention to how you would like to feel in the mind and the body and the spirit. How you would like to take care of yourself and nurture yourself. Picture yourself doing a new habit that creates well-being instead of harms it. What does it feel like to engage in this habit? Now imagine that for a long period of time, you've been engaging in this habit. What changes does it bring into your life? How does it increase your well-being? How does it help you to show up in the world as the person you really want to be? Does it help you to connect with others more genuinely? Does it help you to live in your integrity? And what does it feel like to be able to continually participate in this new habit that generates well-being? Really engage with the feeling, how it feels within you, that peace that it brings you, that ease, and the knowing that you're taking care of yourself and this is where you want to be. Now go back to that moment where you're choosing between the old habit and the new one. That moment where you have to put in a little bit of effort to take a step in a new direction, to forge a new path. Notice as you're standing there, making the choice between the old habit and the new one, what tries to pull you away, back towards the destructive habit. Notice it, feel it, listen to it, and then let it go. And turn your attention back to that feeling you felt in the long term after you've been making that good choice to cultivate well-being. Feel it in your bones, in your body. Remember that this is the choice you want to make. Remember that this is how you want to show up in the world. And remember that in this moment of a little bit of effort to choose a new path, you can create that new feeling for yourself. You can create that well-being. And imagine yourself making that choice each and every time. Choose to take the new path. You can do this on a regular basis, and each time that you're at a crossroads between the old habit and the new one, remember that good feeling. Remember your intentions for the long-term well-being, and make that little bit of effort to take a step in a new direction. Thank you for sharing today's Mindful Moments with us. This episode of Mindful Moments was written and recorded by me, Erin Easton, and produced by KVNF. Tune in every Sunday at 11 a.m. for more mindful tips, and visit kvnf.org to find this episode and others. I hope these teachings help you find more kindness, peace, and ease in your daily life. Thank you for listening.